Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires, reporting here for www.gophergold, your favorite website, for all that you need to know what's happening in the sporting world, the latest. Right, there is a bit of a problem in the club rugby season, which is just about to get underway. A few debates between Sri Lanka Rugby Football Union and the Kandy Sports Club now under discussion. So we will keep our eyes focused on that because we don't know what the outcome is. The new trustees have been appointed but not been published so far. But then the new trustees and the chief executive officer will be sitting down today, I'm told, to sort out matters with Sri Lanka's leading club in Kandy Sports Club, who have won many, many tournaments. So that's an interesting story coming up. Right, of course, remember the Premier Football League, the European Premier Football League is in all its glory, taking closer orders. I assure you that we'll try to keep you updated on what's happening out in the European football sector. Now then, quickly on to what's happening in the ICC world. The stadiums in Ahmedabad and Kolkata, which is better known as Eden Gardens, have been selected for the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup 2026. Mumbai, Delhi and Chennai have also been included as venues. And Sri Lanka, the co-host, will have some games played here because, remember, Pakistan will be resident in Sri Lanka because of the restrictions that they do have in entering India. The venue selected, I'm told, is the R. Premadasa Stadium and the Palakkale International Stadium. And there's also one more venue that's been selected in Colombo. I'm very keen to find out what that venue is. We will have that part of the story highlighted because, remember, Sri Lanka cricket is doing a yeoman job in promoting this game and another international venue with lights in the horizon. So that's what we are looking at. Well, the 20-over tournament will be very similar to the way it was conducted in the United States in the last edition. And the associated members, Netherlands, United Arab Emirates, Nepal, Oman, Namibia, and new entrants Italy also will be seen in pursuit this year. It will be a challenge because most of, let's say, the full members are an improved lot in white ball version. Scores like 120, 140 seems to be thrown out of the window, isn't it, in the 20-over game. So you're looking at scores of around 180 to be on the winning side. So that's going to be interesting. Right, yesterday, Sri Lanka ultimately became the winners of the bowl championship in the Hong Kong Sixers. But let's face it, being defending champions and to become bowl champions, well, whilst giving credit to them, the team did not play their best cricket. I mean, they were undone, outplayed by the top sides. On behalf of Sri Lanka cricket, I take this opportunity and, of course, cricket lovers here in Sri Lanka in congratulating Pakistan for winning the Shield for the sixth time in the Hong Kong Sixers. And what we saw is they've got some great pinch hitters. Very good future available for Pakistan if they can get their act right. And also remember, today there's a game coming up as the third ODI, New Zealand versus West Indies, being played in Kiwiland as West Indies are touring New Zealand. And tomorrow, Sri Lanka start their one-day series against Pakistan. That gets underway at 2:30. Plenty of cricket coming up over the week, and I sincerely hope that you will have the opportunity of eyeballing them. But here on www.gophergold, Lucky Pires and I will keep you posted on all the latest. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy a blessed week and a blessed day.